just rid yourself of him and come get it. Got you enticed from the middle. You know I'm willing and able, and I know you know it's only ready. So just rid yourself of him.
Thank you. CKUT 90.3 FM. We're here at 4:15 in the morning, chilling over Zoom with two friends of mine. Who do I got in here? But I think their mics are muted, actually, so maybe not.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, never mind. Who's that over there?
It's Jackson and
Chris. What's up?
Back it's good to have you both here on the show, Jackson especially. It's been a while since we've had my friend Jackson here on the show.
Yeah, I guess it has been a minute.
Jackson,
I think mine was the
The sorry, last what were you saying?
What?
I cut you off. Sorry, that's what I was saying.
Oh no! Just the last time I was here was like when we were first. I think was like one of the first Discord ones. Like one of the first.
Yeah, it was one of the first Zoom ones of this season of Whiskey Tears, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The post in-person ones. I think it was just the start of curfew, honestly.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
We're here, Jackson. Why don't you tell our listeners what you've been up to?
I've been now that I'm a couple years out of school for the first time in my life, a couple months out of school for the first time in my life, I've been like just working on music a lot, basically. And yesterday I just filmed a Tiny Desk for the McGill newspaper. Nice. I just got a copy of my first contract that I've ever had to sign in my musical life. And so now I've like read my first contract today.
Damn. What was it?
This is for the album deal.
Wait, what? You got an album deal?
Yeah. Oh shit. Oh, I get to tell you on the radio show.
Sick.
This is great radio.
So, like Nick and I, after facing countless rejections in our like constant sending to labels and trying to get anything to like stick, this one guy in London like liked our song, and he asked me if I had we had a video call about it, and I talked to him for like 40 minutes, and he asked if I had any other songs at the end, and I was like, yeah, like we have a bunch of songs. So I sent him a folder, and he was like, and then so he scheduled another, I sent him a folder, like 10 songs. And then he scheduled a meeting for him and his partner that run the label. And then me and Nick to all be together and in a Zoom call. And then they were like, yeah, we want to do an album with you guys. And it's going to be like a 50-50 split deal where like they're taking on like, they get like half the ownership, but then now they're going to like put all their like time into like promoting it and helping finish it. Like, this guy's super accomplished, and so like just to be able to work with him is like what I'm in it for. I don't even like, he's talking about like profit and stuff, but I see it as like, oh, like he's like trying to, because he wants to make money off of it, I guess. So like he's like in it, but then it's also like he really likes the songs, and so it's awesome that like I get to like work with like somebody that like I've never had a mentor, I guess, in production.
Mm-hmm. Dude, and, like, that's crazy.
My opportunity to have that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So it's going to be like I'm working with someone that's like, you know, knows what he's doing for the next year. It's like a year long. We work on the album for a year, and then they have ownership for 25 years.
Holy like fuck.
50% ownership for 25 years. Like, it sounds like a lot. Like, right now it's 50.
Yeah, this is going to be a great album, though.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, no, I'm really
excited. And it's going to get promoted hella, and you're going to get some exposure, and it's going to be sick.
Yeah, like.
And I'll make some merch for you.
This guy knows what. Thanks, man. Yeah, this guy, like, yeah, like I said, it's like having a mentor for the first time, and so it feels crazy. Like, nah, I'm finally gonna get have like a teacher. Like, and it was crazy. He was saying in the call, he was like, oh, but like, don't worry. Oh, he was like, so I'm gonna end up doing the final mix, and this is a Grammy winning mix engineer. I'm like, I'm gonna probably end up doing the final mix, but don't worry, like. He was like, but I'll have you on Zoom like for it. And like, this won't be like a top down thing. I won't be like making it like telling you to like any, it's purely a collab. Like he was trying to like rectify with me the fact that like, he's going to be doing the final mix. And I was like, no, like clearly you're going to be doing the final mix. If we're doing this, like you don't have to explain that to me. Like, it's just crazy. Like, cause now I'm going to get these songs like mixed by like a professional. So like,
yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Good stuff. Good for you. I'm happy to
thanks,
hear it.
Man. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you, man.
To all our listeners cool. out there, stay tuned for this big project. It's in the works. Is there a name to the project yet or no?
No, honestly, when I sent him the folder, I thought he was gonna like pick a single to release with us.
Word.
And then, but he wanted to do like a whole album with all the songs I sent him. So, I guess we'll name it at some point. But
sick.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
To our listeners out there, stay tuned for this big album coming out. We'll tell you more about it closer to the date, I guess.
I'm guessing you're adding songs to the folder that you sent him, right?
Yeah, like I think we're gonna set a date that it's like. We'll send him the new song. We'll work on new songs up until a certain date. And then, like, at that point, we'll show him the new stuff. And then just, like, if any of the new stuff is better than the worst songs in the folder, like, they'll replace them. But they want to do a 10-song thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Huge. Good stuff. Happy to hear it.
Thank you.
Accomplishments. Yeah, I'm super excited.
It's like, a milestone, I think.
It is a milestone. Very much. In your musical career. Good for you.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Making it out here. Like,
yeah, slow. Yeah, man. It's a slow grind. So this is like a year, though. Like, this is like, it comes out in a year. It's a long time. But I never, like, committed to anything this, like.
It's a good year, though, to, like, do this for. Because, like, we don't really know what is going to happen in this next year.
No, that's true.
And, like, especially as far as, like, live performance,
in
your line of work, this like makes the most sense.
True this guy was saying he expects like an explosion of the arts after COVID.
And I said that to our friend Joe, who for listeners context, you made a couple musicals with.
Oh yeah.
I said to him that there's a cultural, a new cultural, renaissance. I think even more than like a renaissance, it'll be like a time for like more and more people to get in on like creative endeavors. Like, true. It'll become more commonplace. Like, once we're back together, people will want to do things like centered around the arts.
This is true. I'm looking forward to those days.
I want to be part of it.
Very post-COVID, post-COVID culturing.
Yeah. The thought that we're heading into like a renaissance of arts, pretty crazy.
What else is pretty crazy is we're about to head into a renaissance of music right now, given that we're on William Shatner's Whiskey Tears, and we listen to some pretty funky tunes on this show. Prepare your ears, listeners, for a renaissance of music. We'll come back on the mic in a little bit, have some longer conversations, but the show's just starting. Got to get you hooked a little bit with the music, because otherwise, who knows if you're even still listening right now, but if you are, you're loyal, you're a good fan, we appreciate you, we love you, and thanks for staying tuned in to the conversations, because there's some even better ones coming up. Some about Jackson, some about Chris, some about my eyeball that is currently filled with who knows what. Yeah. But stay tuned. Yeah. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at, I don't know, what time is it? It's 4:23 in the morning. You have yourself a lovely morning. We'll be back real soon.
They used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost mother.
raise radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are nice. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Oh, And then you came and rectified all the love this old heart had been denied. Then you saved me like you said you would. Yes, thank you.
Well, 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 well. What do we have here? We have a CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at 4:53 in the morning. And boy, are we ever here. I sure as hell am more here. When we started this episode, I had something lodged in my eyeball. didn't really want to talk about it much the first time we came on the mic. And I kind of left the microphone duties to Jackson and Chris at the start because I was in excruciating pain. No idea what was in my eyeball. Oh my God, still in there.
I can't believe you're doing it.
Still quite painful, but honestly, it's going down a little bit. I'm just not touching the eyeball. The trick is to not rub it, and it's getting better slowly. It's a test of strength. It's a test of endurance and
willpower.
Making it through this journey with my little eyeball here.
I think you've developed the right mentality about this whole thing. You're going to get through stronger on the other side.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's a lesson you learn with most painful things in life is that no matter what, everything's going to be okay in the end. So you just got to surrender to it a little bit.
You're not going to die from this. So
exactly. You know, it's possible that I could die from it if I have like a staph infection in my eyeball or like a bacterial infection. But I doubt that's the case because it is getting better.
And you have free healthcare.
It's not going to kill you. So you just surrender yourself to it for a second.
Yo, that's a lesson that I've learned. That's a lesson I've learned throughout life, you know?
Yeah, that's really
you learn it when you go through those hardest times where you feel like it's the end of the world and then you just realize, oh yeah, I'm good, you know, still chilling, got the homies. That's all that
matters.
Surrender
to it.
You know, like that's what happened when I got out of fucked up relationship. I thought it was the end of the world. I thought like, you know, it was the end of my, like not the end of my life, of course, but like just like doom, an impending feeling of doom. And then kind of just got to like let yourself feel it, surrender to it, and just be like, you know what, in the end I'm okay. And then you just kind of apply that to everything in life and you're just like, I might be struggling with this right now, but I know in the end, no matter what happens, everything's going to be okay. And I think that's something very important to take and keep with you.
Well put.
Thank you.
I remember Chris, Vince told us this one professor of his like had this strategy for practicing getting used to sensations that you're the sensation of being like uncomfortable with something like that impending feeling of doom you're describing. So if you like try to imagine something that's impossible, like for example if you try to picture infinity, or if you give yourself like an impossible thing to do, you'll get the feeling of like anxiety of not being able to like solve whatever problem you just presented yourself with. And like that same feeling that you get of like uncomfortableness with trying to solve an unsolvable thing, like picturing infinity, is the same type of uncomfortableness that you get in any of these situations. It's like this like unsure, like I don't know what, like it's a small scale version of the feeling of just uncertainty, basically. And you can like get yourself okay with the feeling of uncertainty because like that's just like a part of life.
Exactly.
And that's, like that's a forcing feeling yourself that you have to face like within your life. So you can like practice almost like facing that sensation by like, yeah.
So what I'm hearing is like you got to become like a painter and constantly challenge yourself to reimagine what infinity would look like.
And yeah, I guess so.
You just like cope with it. You cope with the feeling of like, how do I depict this?
Yeah, like it's when you try to picture infinity, it's just like you're drawing a blank, you know?
I mean, they came up like the like sideways eight is like a pretty good.
Yeah.
they pretty much hit the mark there.
See, why can't it be right side up though?
Because it's an eight.
The way we associate symbols, we like they dig their heels in for like 100 years or so. Like the swastika meant something different, you know.
Yeah, so and maybe like
it'll never mean the same thing again.
Yeah, true. Once like all those people like die off, then like the next generation can think of a symbol as something else. So like maybe when our number system is gone, yeah, because everything's
once
binary.
Is no
once
longer
once
eight.
We like enter the cloud and everything's binary, like, there's no need for
well, just no once eight. We like haven't no need for numbers anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's...
well, that's the ideal, I feel like.
And then we can represent infinity with a vertical infinity sign.
That is the ideal, and that I think will happen in our lifetime. We're gonna see the infinity side right side up. But yeah, anyway, aside from these silly points, I like that point you made, Jackson, about everything being uncertain in life, and you know, you just kind of always have to expect uncertainty, or don't expect anything. That's the thing, you know.
Facts.
And just be comfortable with uncertainty. It's like really interesting. It's something I've tried to do, is like trying to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, like in like social situations where I feel like socially awkward or like not able to do anything. I just kind of like force myself through it regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just like feel how uncomfortable it feels. And it's like, I didn't used to do that. I used to just kind of run away from those feelings, you know? But
yeah,
right.
To stand and bear it is like, yeah, totally something different.
It's a power move, you know, especially if like you could sense that, like, not, you don't want to make someone feel uncomfortable, of course, but like if you could sense that, like, okay, maybe we're both socially anxious, you just got to like hold through it, you know, with the other person regardless. And then it just always turns the situation around. If like one person is just like, okay,
break.
You know what, I'm just going to hold through this uncomfort. And it just makes the other person suddenly, I think, a bit more comfortable, just because the other person's just riding through it, you know?
True.
Yeah.
Somebody has to start like the virtuous cycle of like,
of just breaking the conversation barriers, you know? It's just like saying things until it clicks, I guess. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, but other times it does.
I ended up in like an area of TikTok where they're talking about like how you can like physically like sense people's emotion. Like when you like are feeling an emotion or something, like you're like emitting like things we can't see that like you can sense, and you can subconsciously sense in like other people, and like you don't even know that you're doing it. And so maybe in doing that for yourself, like this other person or other people in theoretical situation, like maybe are like also pick up on this, and then they start pushing through the conversation too, or whatever. I don't know, like
all stuff that you're emitting, like just two bodies like feel like react, like hormones of two bodies,
like
based on like what a person did, like near them is
emitting. yeah like you could change the vibe of a room by just like thinking like, okay, like,
well, because we gonna... so basically like